850, Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Motor Racing Network.
Interstate 107, the Charlotte area's racing station. Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
You have a chance to see him. Every night I have a strange dream. Imprisoned by the way.
Good Wednesday morning, 7:41, 72 degrees right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. Glad to have you with us. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103. Download that free WRHI app, or hey, follow us on Facebook. We're there live Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. I'm Patty Mercer, and when it comes to things that are happening in the world today, every morning it seems that we are facing change. Whether it's current, whether it's back in the history archives, there just seems to be a lot of changes going on all at once in America. It's a lot to keep up with. So who better than to bring in to talk with us this morning than Eric Corcoran, who has actually started a nonprofit called South Carolina We the People. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Patty. It's an honor to be with you again.
Well, it's an honor to have you to talk to about what you are seeing out there. You know, you're out there on foot. I know just recently is what you were in Charleston at 2 a.m. this morning.
Early hours in the morning, yes.
Yes. And tell us about why you were there, what you were doing in Charleston.
Absolutely. Well, once again, it's an honor to be back on with your show. I think you're one of the greatest shows out there in the state of South Carolina, talking about fair news, and that's what we need. I'll tell you, one of the biggest things for me is freedom and understanding that this country is based upon the heritage that our ancestors went through, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And in fact, I think Mike Huckabee did a great job recently. He talked about if all your memories were wiped away, all the good ones, all the bad ones, all the tough ones, would you really be who you are today? No, because we're a culmination of all the things we've gone through. In the same way, this nation went through some tough times during the Civil War, some tough times during John C. Calhoun's time, and many other times. But it is a making of the American people. So I was out there to preserve history, and I told those protesters that if it was a civil rights monument that they were trying to take down, I would stand in defense just like I would this John C. Calhoun monument. Now, I didn't get the best response or treatment, but I respected those even if they didn't respect me.
Well, I think that's very important, because the conversation has to work both ways. Of course, we are talking about the John C. Calhoun monument right there in Marion Square in Charleston. A lot of protesters came out. Of course, you were there, and there was the opportunity to have this conversation. It sounds like it didn't exactly go in favor of preserving this particular monument.
It did not. And I'll tell you, a lot of people like to say, oh, you were defeated or whatever. I say, listen, the battle has just begun. Because really my concern, Patty, was not so much even the John C. Calhoun monument. It's what's going to happen now. Because what the problem is, when you begin to capitulate to the mob, when you begin to capitulate to people who don't even know their history, then they begin to change everything, names of streets, names of buildings, and eventually they might even be offended by the American flag. And my prayer is that patriots will rise up, and that's what we're seeing with South Carolina. We the people, patriots of all ages, who love the law enforcement, they love their history, and they're willing to take a stand in love for the freedoms that they enjoy every single day.
Yes, and this is where we need to get to. We need to fall in love with our country again. You know, if you don't remember certain lessons that we've learned along the way, the likelihood of repeating the same pattern of behavior is even higher. And that's what concerns me. It seems to be that there is a lack of love for America right now.
There is, and there's a lack of love for conversation. You know, when I was trying to speak to these, I was surrounded by protesters last week and yelling into my face. I said, listen, I want to hear you, but will you hear me? And they said, oh, no. And this one guy comes up from behind me, Patty, and says to me, do you value your life, boy? And I looked back at him, and it was, I knew the Lord. I was praying, Lord, give me the words. And I said, the Lord knows when it's my time to go. You know, I think of Stonewall Jackson said, my faith teaches me to feel as safe on the battlefield as I do in bed. And I think today we're looking for men and women, young and old, who love their country enough to say, enough is enough with this. You know, we're not going to be intimidated by an organization, and I'm clear to say that, an organization called Black Lives Matter. What is so sad is that they have truly hijacked a horrible cause of what's happened to individual African Americans. But I'll tell you, if there was a group called Irish Lives Matter that was acting like this, I would want nothing to do with them. And you know my story, Patty, going through 18 years of immigration to become an American citizen. I love this country too much that's adopted me to not sit idly by as this goes on.
Well, I think that is so important. Tell me more about your organization, the nonprofit South Carolina We the People. What is the mission of it? How can people learn more about it?
South Carolina We the People is a grassroots Christian organization that's focused on four key principles, and that is standing for life at every turn. We don't want any abortions to go on in South Carolina as best as we possibly can help make that happen. Secondly, we want to stand against human trafficking. It is the great evil trade of our time, and it's time that we got legislation that really showed that. Thirdly, we want to stand for getting everyone registered to vote in churches all across South Carolina. And finally, we're defending religious freedom. And that includes religious history and everything that makes us who we are as a people.
Wow. And it is such a time as this to provide information, education, and the full picture of what that history looks like. You know, it's an opportunity to become better as a nation, but to see things defaced and public monuments without knowing the full story in a mob mentality, that's a slippery slope. I agree.
Absolutely. And I will say this, too. For those men and women in law enforcement, they need our prayers. And if there ever was a time that we need to go to our departments and thank them for the work they do, you know, my best friend's in the Los Angeles Police Department. And he said, Eric, waking up every day as a police officer right now is a living hell. We go out there, and he said, I don't know if my buddies are going to come back because we can't even respond when bricks are thrown at us. And he said, Eric, will you tell the people in South Carolina to really back the police, to really get behind them, because they really need it more than ever.
Wow. And again, you are out there, you are doing the work, you are seeing firsthand, and we appreciate you so much sharing from your perspective this morning. Keep up the good work. You make us proud.
God bless you, Patty. Thank you for all the great work you do.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Have a good day. All righty.